What is faith after all? At 10, newly returned from living in England, I sat in a rabbi's study reading about a vicar's daughter. When he asked about the novel in my lap, I stammered, mortified at being caught reading about another religion. As if faith were so fragile, I'd make the switch just like that, a traitor revealed. 30 years later, leaving Russia, my elderly friend made the sign of the cross over me as I backed down the dark staircase, tearful we'd never see each other again. My religion irrelevant, her protection what mattered. But didn't my grandfather trek across Russia's broad back to flee Cossack sabers blessed by this sign and Orthodox priests sprinkling holy water on soldiers itching for pogroms? That same trip, a friend in Novgorod gave me an icon for safe travels back to America. I tucked it in my suitcase, unsure if it would protect or doom me. This act of betrayal could pull down the belly of the plane. Now, on the computer, a writer talks about his newfound faith. My husband walks in, my cheeks burn with betrayal, the red snaking down my neck. My body, as if by listening, I am signing on, and that man in sandals and dusty robes will enter and snatch me forever.